Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. Today might be a good day not to check your 401k. There was a lot more selling than buying on Wall Street yesterday. The Dow closing down more than 1,100 points, but that was yesterday. The question, as always on the street, is what's going to happen today? Our Glenn Chuck is in Midtown this morning, endeavoring to find out. Glenn?
On this rainy Thursday morning, it's not just the weather that's gloomy. The stock market fears about inflation and people worried about a recession. Joe says shopping has become a major stomach churner.
We are cutting back because everything's more expensive now. What the cost in the grocery store now? You come here before, it cost you $30, and now it's costing you $80, $90 for the same thing.
Yep, this guy agrees. It's really tough.
A lot of name brand stuff we're staying away from, going to store brand items because it's just cheaper. We can't afford it.
Hearing that a lot from New Yorkers these days, can't afford it. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds in Midtown.
Well, the NASDAQ futures and the S&P futures are in the green right now. S&P futures up 9, NASDAQ futures up 12.5, but the Dow futures are down 337. On Staten Island last night, a paramedic treating a patient was turned into a patient himself by his patient who shot him. Samantha Liebman with more, live from Staten Island this morning. Sam?
And Lee, this happens to be National EMS Appreciation Week, but one patient not so appreciative. This happening just after 7:30 last night. The EMT from Richmond University Medical Center responding to an intoxicated man at the Funky Monkey Bar on Forest Avenue. But things turned once inside the ambulance, according to NYPD Inspector Mark Molinari.
The aided male brandished a firearm and fired one round from inside of the ambulance, which struck the 25-year-old EMT in the shoulder.
The ambulance pulled over on Forest Avenue, and the 37-year-old Thomas McCauley ran out.
The male was quickly apprehended by a retired NYPD detective and an off-duty Department of Sanitation Environmental Protection hazmat lieutenant.
A .38 caliber revolver recovered. The unhurt EMT driving her partner here to Richmond University Medical Center. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds, live on Staten Island.
Now, Governor Hochul has issued some executive orders meant to prevent the kind of tragedy that unfolded in Buffalo.
The past few days have been among the most difficult in my life.
The governor, as she announced her plans, she asked State Attorney General Tish James to investigate the possible criminal use of social media. James agreed. The governor is also pushing for a law to ban certain weapons which now fall within legal loopholes. And she's ordering local government to conduct a comprehensive review of their strategies for dealing with domestic terrorism. She says there are two crises that intersect.
The mainstreaming of hate speech and the easy access to military-style weapons and magazines.
Roger Stern, 1010 Winds, at the governor's office on the east side.
Some New York City high school and college students will be walking out of class again today to attend another rally in Union Square in support of abortion rights. Liza Greenberg, a 15-year-old freshman at Bronx Science, will be one of the speakers.
We're basically trying to start a green wave, which is something they did in Argentina and Mexico when abortion was criminalized, and they flooded the streets and started mass protests and eventually decriminalized abortion. And so we're trying to prevent the overturning of Roe v. Wade and prevent the Supreme Court from absolutely decimating abortion rights.
Walkout participants will gather at Union Square at 1 p.m., then march to Washington Square Park. Another Rikers Island inmate has died, the fifth this year to die in DOC custody. 31-year-old Mary Yehuda was taken from Rikers to Elmhurst Hospital, where she died around 5 a.m. yesterday. No word yet on the cause of her death. She'd been held at Rikers since February on a robbery charge.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!